Ladies and gentlemen, Knowledge is, he's standing by on the line right now. And of course, he's got a week in review of entertainment. Knowledge!
It's Knowledge, and here's this week's celebrity news wrap-up, so let's get to it. Well, this week it became painfully clear that singer Tyrese Gibson is not about that drug life. Yes, that's right. Reportedly, he was spotted in Washington, D.C. with two of his sidekicks, Ginuwine and Tank, getting turned up while promoting their new album at a popular night spot. Now, eyewitnesses say Tyrese was so turned up, he climbed to the top of a speaker, started sweating like a pig, and then it happened. Boom! His ass fell down like a wet dish rag, fracturing his arm and leaving his fans petrified. Now, somebody said Ginuwine gave Tyrese some type of aspirin for a headache. You know what? But it's easy to confuse a Molly with an aspirin if you're Ginuwine, considering his drug history, so you figure it out. Reality show fanatics are finding it hard to believe that bigwigs over at Love & Hip Hop Atlanta actually fired the rapper known as Scrappy and his ratchet, loudmouth mother, Mama D. You know, they've been allegedly replaced with the likes of the notorious baby-making dreadhead, Waka Flocka Flame, and his manager, Mom, who looks and acts like a man, Deb Antony. Now, you know what? Insiders say that Scrappy's constant run-ins with the law disrupted the show's shooting schedule, causing them to lose thousands of dollars trying to shoot around this fool's prison stage. So they decided to give that $500,000 salary to somebody else. And in closing news, fans of Kanye West believe he's killing his career one white girl at a time. Reportedly, he just put singer Miley Cyrus on the remix of his song Black Skinhead, clearly capitalizing on the whole VMA's twerking controversy, trying to revamp his album sales and popularity. That's exactly what the music industry is missing, a slut-ass twerking all off beat. I mean, don't you need a real ass to twerk? You'll find more on these stories at the Russ Paul Morning Show.com.